Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', what's poppin', and we hope everything, everybody's good. Yeah. We're going to talk about some things today. This is Dr. Americus. We're talking about things about the womb, man. This is the new school that I'm putting out. Everybody is, a lot of people I see is adding on to the cipher and speaking about things that will give instruction, give help to the womb, man, so she can take her rightful place. Many teaching is absolutely teaching the wrong things. From an angelic point of view, taking back what is rightfully ours and extending it to those who we know are humans is a way to do it, and I'm trying to be as neutral as I possibly can, but at the same time, it's not a neutral thing. The neutral is the new trail. You got people who say they're black. You got people who think they're white. You got people who are mulattoes. All this is, it adds on to something. You got people who want to look like African kings when the word Africa means separation, and that was a time when it was conquered. You know, and people don't want to admit that. You want people to go to schools when schools is the word for underground or hell or he ill. You know, it's not what people think it is. So basically, you have certain organizations that say that they are the shining light, the bright light, that they are the big brothers, they are the sacred, and they dwell in secret, or they dwell in signs and grips and things of that nature. That's not what I teach. I teach from the natural order of what we see, hear, smell, taste, and feel. Foremost, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, and smelling. You know, when we say that man is first, that could be true. But first is not the origin. First is not the original. First is not the first number to the numbers that you saying you first. So it's just a lot of things that we have to go. Then you have people who are trying to establish, they've been around the world not knowing that the people that they met around the world was also conquered, you know, with tribalism, separation, tribalism. You had communism, you had imperialism, capitalism. You have a lot of ism, socialism. So you have a lot of things that was already set out. So when people leave here and get a chance to go to what they call Africa, which is land of separation, with tribalism, capitalism, imperialism, socialism, tribalism, and the ones that's in tribalism just got out of what we call captivity. They got the independence. But what happened is the teachings is still there. Still have what we call European teachings. they still have a barter system that is the same. You know, so when someone goes over there and come back over here and see how they living over there and try to get it over here and they got schools over there and they want schools, that schooling is not the way for us to get out of the traps, is what we call the natural order. The natural order. When everybody comes back to their natural order, you're going to have things run by what they call species. You're going to have women learning the things she's supposed to learn so she can be the nourisher. She'll be the healer. She'll know the system, the policies. She'll know the Constitution, federal. She'll know the state constitution where she lives in. She'll know the city ordinance where she lives in. And she will be inside the law, not only recognizing and appreciating some rulership in law, but also becoming a part in implementing and making laws that will make her life more comfortable, at the same time dealing with justice and liberty for all. When she gets off her rear end and start to educate herself about the surroundings. And this is called awareness. Some people say do the knowledge, and that's awareness of your surroundings, and then taking your surroundings and enlarging it, as once you get to know yourself, once you get to know yourself dealing with the anatomy of the body, once you get to know yourself, which is geography of your surroundings, and then as far as the policies, you know, or the political talk, jargons, who's running things, who's been running things, how did it start it, who came what in place, you know, why were we integrated into a system that we have no control in, over, or even know the system? Why is not the system is not embedded in our daily lives? Why is basketball, football, hockey, baseball, sports taking up so much of our time? What is sports? Does sports have anything to do with ports? P-O-R-T-S, S-P-O-R-T. Is ports where you tie something or you put something like a ship that have anything to do with school and scholar and hurting and scholarships? Taking our children out of the neighborhood and putting them in university cities that is encoded with a lifestyle that has nothing to do with us being successful, but to be consumers and be subjected to their teachings. So you have people that's been out there teaching the thing that will not work. And that's something that I was trying to put 20 years ago when people got on board and they was considered to be for the black power. They picked the black side. You know, some people was born on the white side. And what happened was we came, and people want to know, when I say we, who is the we? The we is multi. It's written in my books, so I can cite it, but you have to get the book, then you can see the we. So you have people not knowing. These are the people that your YouTube scholars, your YouTube MCs, your YouTube hosts, whatever you want to call yourself. The first thing is not your platform. So if you say something that's not true to the upliftment of those who are oppressed, they will snag you and take you off. So the fact that you've been going for 20 years, 10 years, 8 years, and you have run into a snag, is that because you are programmed to give this information out? It's not relative to helping no one but those and you, because you're getting paid for it. So most people go and do shows to get paid for. Most people do work to get paid for. You see, but there are some that do work. Some people took the thing, do work, and put it on their shirt, put it on their arms, and use that slogan. Everybody took. Because you are being watched, and not by just the eyes that you see. You're being watched by those who created you. See, people think that they are not being looked upon. When I ask you now, right now, who are you? And tell me who you are without telling me your name. What are you going to tell me? Told you that you were created by entities that you call angels, Anunnaki. You may even say God, G-U-A-R-D. You may say God, G-O-D. You may say good, stretch it, G-O-O-D. You may say Yeshua. You may say Allah, Eli, Adonai. You may say all these names that are sounds made from symbols that was created by engineers. Now, if you say you're a person, and then you say you are people, wow, time moves quick. Time moves faster than I think. We're going to leave that for the next time. Peace.